Greetings, my fellow Earthlings. Welcome to Raven's Rabbit Hole. I'm your intrepid host, Raven McMinn, and this is my Cosmic Rabbit Hole, a place where we keep an open mind, we question everything, we speak our truth loud and proud. We think outside of the box, walk on the wild side, down roads less traveled, have lots of technical difficulties, and always maintain a healthy sense of humor because of that. Okay. If you're interested in extraterrestrials or parallel worlds, other dimensions, star seeds, crystals, lost history, metaphysics, quantum science, paranormal phenomena, or if you are a tinfoil hat designer, then you are in the right place, my friend. But all are welcome here. With one foot firmly grounded in Mother Earth and science and logic, and the other foot out exploring the cosmos for the woo-est of the woo-woo, each week is my intention to bring you topics and guests that will expand your awareness and raise your consciousness about this crazy world that we live in. It's my sincerest hope that you'll find this next hour perhaps interesting, empowering, or at the very least entertaining. Whatever the case may be, I do thank you for being here. To do so, go to 12radio.com. On the left-hand side, third one down, you'll see chat. Give that a click. If you've never joined us before, just click that little area that says ask to join the group. And my wonderful producer, Serena, will let you right in. And I want to thank Serena for all she's been going through tonight, trying to get me on the air. My gosh, Skype didn't want to let me, didn't want to accept my password, wouldn't let me in. And then neither did Zoom. So it took us a while, but we got it figured out and here I am. So thank you all for being here. I'm going to try to get over to the chat room and see how you all are doing. It's been a nutty day. I've had a couple power outages again today on top of everything else. So I'm just happy to be on at all. So let me go through a few quick things here, and I'll try to breeze through this topic as fast as I can. This is October 9th of 2024, and I want to send a special birthday shout out to Cindy Beck. I think she's there in the chat room somewhere. She's having a birthday this Friday, so if you all will join me in wishing her a happy, happy birthday. And I want to send out prayers and well wishes to all of those who are in the path of this terrible hurricane and those that have already been affected by the previous hurricane of last week. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of you. And if you're listening, if you happen to be listening right now, just know that we're rooting for you. It was because of these hurricanes and so forth that I was the kind of the inspiration behind tonight's topic, which is that of weather modification. Now, this is something that the government keeps saying doesn't exist, but I found proof otherwise that it does. And they're actively using it. They have been researching this for about 140 years. If you look at the patents that have been that are listed for weather modification devices and technologies, there are hundreds. Right there on the government website, proof that weather modification does exist. This Hurricane Milton is a historic storm. If you haven't seen the satellite images of this, which you probably have if you've been watching the news, it's massive. I mean, it's like the Mondo storm of all storms. And the weather people, I listened to several different ones, you know, they were all pretty much saying the same thing, that it's a historic storm, that on Monday, the drop in pressure occurred that they've never seen happen before, where it went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 in less than 7 hours. And I'm like, what? And I'm not a weatherman or anything, but that is, that's really unusual, okay? This weather modification thing is a real thing. And I have all the stuff here for you that you can find at the government website. So I'm going to go through a few of these, just kind of laid some groundwork here. The official programs and projects that have to do with weather modification are extensive. And so I wrote down like some of the highlights of them because they kind of get a little bit redundant. Now, they talk a lot about cloud seeding. And where's my note here on that? I wanted to read you exactly what cloud seeding is so that you know. All right. Cloud seeding, this comes from the NOAA website, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Cloud seeding is a process that requires a release of chemicals into the atmosphere that form particles that the water can condense or freeze upon, and thus it becomes heavy enough to produce rain. Now, cloud seeding is something that China has been doing for a long time. When China was hosting the Olympics, they were talking about, they openly admitted to using cloud seeding. And it's just, but yet it doesn't exist, according to our government. Okay, so back in 1967, there was an Operation Popeye, they called it, which was an extensive, what they did was, it was during the Vietnam War, and they extended the monsoon season by using this cloud seeding process. It was called Operation Popeye. In 1947, all the way back to 47, there was Project Cirrus, which was early cloud seeding experiments aimed at steering hurricanes. You'll see this is going to be a reoccurring theme throughout this list, seeding and steering these hurricanes. Project Storm Fury was in 1962, ended in 1983. Which was attempting to weaken hurricanes by seeding them with silver. Iodide. Okay, I don't know what that is, but some kind of chemical. I don't see them doing that right now. I wonder why. And then we all heard of HARP, which is the High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program up in Alaska. And it does ionospheric research to influence the weather. Also uses frequencies. We've talked about that before. The Weather Modification Reporting Act was in 1972. Now, if weather modification doesn't exist, how the hell is there a Weather Modification Reporting Act? Okay, requires the reporting of weather modification activities in the United States. And then we have the National Weather Modification Policy Act, which was in 1976, establishes the federal weather modification programs for research purposes, but yet it doesn't exist. And then we have the EMONT Convention in 1977 that was banning the use of environmental modification techniques for warfare. A little late for that, right? Already used it in warfare. There's an executive order that came out in 1999. It's order number 13112, which relates to preventing the introduction of invasive species with implications for environmental modification. Now, that's kind of scary. Introduction of invasive species with implications for environmental modification. Now, what are they talking about here? Plague of grasshoppers? I don't know. It's kind of scary. Not sure. They didn't say. It wasn't specific as far as what species they were referring to. One can just use their imagination. There's a U.S. Senate bill, number 517, that was issued in 2005. It is a bill to establish a Weather Modification Operation Research Board. This did not get passed, though. It is on the books. And then there's U.S. Code Title 15, Chapter 9A, which requires reporting and supervision of weather modification activities that don't exist, right? Then there's a Directive 1025.1. The Department of Defense is their directive outlining policies on weather modification. Weather modification, of course, it doesn't exist. And then there's NASA, never a straight answer. I love that acronym. Okay, NASA's climate experiments, and this is ongoing research and development of geoengineering techniques. And then we have the NOAA, which I had mentioned earlier. They have sections that relate to geoengineering, which is what they kind of classify this under. I could go on. I mean, I literally have two more pages, but in the interest of time, I'm not going to bore you with all of this stuff. You can do your own research and look this stuff up. It's glaringly obvious that there is a weather modification program going on. They already, we already know this from declassified documents from Vietnam that they extended the monsoon season. And so there's also, this is probably the linchpin, I think. This is coming from the NOAA again. This is a law. These are activities that are subject to be reported. You can find this at library.noaa.gov. If you want the rest of the really long link, I will put it in the chat for you. Okay, these are the things that have to be reported. And if not reported, I think it carries a $10,000 fine, which is, for these programs, that's minuscule. That's just lunch money. But these are the things that must be reported. Okay, if you modify the solar radiation exchange through the release of gases, dusts, liquids, or aerosols into the atmosphere, you have to report that. If you are using fire or heat sources to evaporate fog or influence circulation, you have to report this. If you alter development of lightning, that can be altered. That's a newsflash. Alter the development of lightning or hail or the drop size or distribution of rain or produce ice crystals, you need to report that. Releasing electrically charged particles or radioactive particles or ions into the atmosphere, you need to let them know. If you apply shock waves, sonic energy, and other explosives or acoustic sources, you need to let them know. Or if you use an aircraft with a propeller downwash for artificial wind generation, you need to let them know that too. Some of these are just, there's more. Using lasers or other electromagnetic radiation. I mean, okay, this could go on and on. And they're pretty similar, but you get the idea. So obviously there is a program here, well-funded and well in order and lied about. There's just, they look at you like, where's your tinfoil hat? If you talk about weather modification to most people, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, no, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's quite real. Like I said, they've been working on this for a long time. Over the last 140 years, there's just patent after patent after patent. Now, this is probably most convincing, I think. There was a research paper, released by the U.S. Air Force in 1996. And this research paper is entitled, "Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. Owning the Weather in 2025. Mm-hmm. So the applications that are outlined in this research paper state, I'll just read you up a few. They can cause rain, storms, and floods by cloud seeding. They can create fog to conceal them from the enemy. They kind of put it, they've got it framed within wartime type lingo. Hurricane steering to direct the storms. Ionization to reduce or increase the intensity of storms. So there you have it. Now, isn't it odd that we have this Hurricane Helene, and now we've got Milton, and Milton is just, breaking all the records. There's an agenda afoot. I mean, I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that just because of one isolated incident. You've got to connect the dots between all these other things that are going on. The GMO foods, the chemtrails. The chemtrails are absolutely real, and this pretty much proves that also. There is a cabal that hates humanity and wants to reduce the population. They come right out and say it. It's in the WEF's published Agenda 2025. It's right there in writing for you. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to address that. That's just, oh, it's too scary. It's too negative. You know, the thing is about, you know, I've been in the New Age community for quite a long time. I know all the catchphrases. You create your own reality. What you focus on is what you create and what you, you know, shows up in your world and all this kind of stuff. But you cannot stick your head in the sand, people, because by the time you realize what's going on, it'll be too late. We have a window of opportunity to stop this madness, and we've got to come together and face it. And, you know, I don't like anything negative or anything too scary. Well, you're here for this reason. You're here to bring the light. And so we need to work together and bring the light and not stick our heads in the sand and just hope for a better tomorrow, or hope that we're going to be, you know, beamed up to a spaceship or beamed over to the fifth dimension and avoid all of this. It is through all of this complacency that's been, it's a learned complacency. And there are so many distractions that they throw at us to get, you know, you don't want to look at this stuff, fine, you can go to Netflix and veg out for the next few hours till you fall asleep, right? There's so many distractions out there that you can get wrapped up in. You need to take a look at what's going on and get yourself in a neutral spot, because fear doesn't do any good at all. I'm not saying at all to embrace the fear or be fearful whatsoever. The worst thing you can do is pray about stuff like this when you're in a state of fear, because that feeds the negative even more, even though that's not your intention. So when you are, when you're saying your prayers tonight, and including all of these victims of this hurricane, and pray protection over all the first responders and so on and so forth, do so from a neutral, strong place, not one of fear. You don't want to feed into that energy, and that's exactly what that would do. And you don't have to dwell on it. Be aware of what's going on. Educate yourself. Do your homework. Do some of this research. I was blown away today by all of this. And yet, you know, the government is clearly lying. They know how to do this. I truly believe that this Hurricane Milton has been manipulated and increased in intensity. Absolutely. How does it go from category 1 to a category 5 in 7 hours? You know, I mean, it's like, unless it was, I don't believe in coincidence. I know some people say, well, it's just a coincidence. Well, okay, fine. I can't prove that one way or the other. I don't believe in coincidences, though. And this is yet another assault on humanity. This is, you've heard everyone talk about the fact that you feel like there's a spiritual warfare going on here. And I would absolutely agree. And it's in the food. It's in the aerosols that they're spraying all the time. I mean, airplanes don't make tic-tac-toe patterns in the sky. It's just on coincidence, okay? And those things are not contrails. They are chemtrails. They have tested this stuff. When it finally comes down and settles on the leaves of the trees and whatnot, they've taken it into the lab. It's got strontium, it's got aluminum, and it's got barium. They might throw in a few others, you know, just for fun, but your main three ingredients are those. They're putting, you know, toxic metals into the food, the pesticides, the GMOs. You can pay me enough to eat a seedless watermelon right now. God only knows how long that would take to digest and what it's going to do to your insides. It's not normal. It's not natural. I don't even get started on the medical community, but if you look at all the different areas, if you look at Big Pharma making more people sick than they are helping them in most cases, when everybody kind of just, mellowed out on their antidepressants and their Netflix and just go along with it. I think the destruction that we're seeing, just like in Maui, and isn't it funny you don't hear anything about Maui anymore? You know, what was done there was heinous. Pay attention. You don't have to don't allow it to overwhelm you. I know that's kind of walking a fine line some days, especially for all you empaths out there. I know I'm one too, so I get it. I get it. But we've got to be aware of what's going on. Or, you know, America is the last hope of freedom. And if America is lost, we're going to be in a prison planet. We're nearly there now. You look at how the educational system, you look at all your different systems and how flawed they are and how they want to argue about just ridiculous things instead of giving a true education to the kids. And they're not teaching them a lot of the stuff like that we learned. And most of that stuff now is not even really valid. They're not, updating the books and so forth. I could go on and on. And I'm looking at the time here, and I got a late start today. So if you connect the dots, you'll see it. And it's got to be stopped. It's insidious. It's an insidiousness. And it's just straight up evil. I just call it out for what it is. But together we're strong. We're strong individually as well. Rely on the light that you have, that beautiful spark of light that you have in your heart. Keep your intuition sharp, and you'll be guided and protected. And we're happy to be a light for others, because a lot of people are just now starting to wake up to some of this stuff, and it's overwhelming. And it's really tough to take when you consider, most of what you thought was your reality is actually a lie. And the cognitive dissonance that goes on. I mean, I remember back when, I first came to know all of this stuff. And for 3 days, I didn't leave the house. And I didn't even get out of my bathrobe. I was so depressed and so just confused and mad. And I just went through a whole gamut of emotions at the time. And there's going to be friends and family members that you have that are going to be going through that here really soon. The world is in chaos. There's no other way to say it. But keep your sense of humor and rely on your intuition. And remember that keep an open heart and keep the love. And we'll get through this. And if you need help, reach out to somebody here at One to Listen. There's wonderful, talented, gifted people there and talk you off the ledge. We all go there from time to time. And I'm going to take this topic and we'll see what happens through this next week. But I have a lot more to say about some of the infiltration and the psyops of what's went on in the New Age community, too. And now is the time. We were here for this. We thought we could handle it. That's why we're here now. And we can handle it. Don't bury your head in the sand, though. You can't do that. There's a lot of, I was going to end with a prayer. And then I was cautioned on doing that. So it probably would just be better for everyone to individually say your prayers tonight for strength, for guidance, for protection over our friends and loved ones living in Florida and that are down in the Carolinas and so forth that have been affected by this. There are lots of psyops that are going on, and most of it is just BS, and it's thrown out there for more confusion and more chaos. And some of you may not be familiar with that term psyop. I'll quickly let you know what that is. Okay, a psyop, it's short for psychological operation or psychological warfare, same thing. A psyop is a strategy used by governments, military, or other organizations to influence and manipulate the thoughts, emotions, and behaviors of a target audience or population. The goal is to shape perceptions, spread propaganda, or mislead people to achieve political, military, or social objectives, often without the people realizing that they are being manipulated. PSYOPs can include misinformation, propaganda, and other psychological tactics like fear, inducing fear, to control and influence public opinion or enemy forces. And so be very aware of that. Run everything through your guidance, your internal guidance system, because it's rampant out there. And the New Age community is not exempt from that. We're not, there's been quite a bit that I wanted to go over, we'll go over next week, of ways that the New Age community has been infiltrated and so forth. And it's best to be aware, because knowledge is power. Never forget that. Knowledge is power. Okay, it was kind of a serious, heavy topic tonight. I didn't to really get into it much because of the technical problems. So next week will be a better week. Hopefully, the gods of technology will bless me. Anyway, I want to thank my producers for getting me on the air tonight. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for being here, all of you in the chat room with me here tonight. I appreciate you so much. I really do. And so remember to shine your light, and we'll see you next week. You've been listening to Raven's Rabbit Hole. I'm on 2Radio.com. We are changing the way you listen to a changing world. Good night, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.